Can you be fully committed to changing the world and changing diapers at the same time? Can you be a nonviolent revolutionary and a present, loving role model for your children? Can you hold the macro, justice and peace, and the big issues of the day in one hand and the micro, boppies, wipes, third grade science projects, and playground politics in the other? My parents did not think so and did not plan on having children. That's the opening paragraph from an excerpt from Frieda Berrigan's book, Can You Be a Political Radical and Change Diapers at the Same Time? And I'm delighted to have on the broadcast with me Frieda Berrigan. Frieda, thank you so much. I'm delighted. We are delighted to have you on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so good to talk to you, Michael.
Thank you so much. So tell us the genesis of the book, how this book unfolded. Can you be a political radical and change diapers at the same time? I must tell you, Frieda Berrigan, in reading the portions of your book and looking at my own children growing up now, having their own children and what I had to do, you know, I've been here at WBAI over 20 years and trying to navigate being involved in this kind of work, and it is a daunting task. So tell me your story, please.
The answer is yes and, or yes but,
yes, <indeed.
laughs> because the diapers do need to get changed.
Mm-hmm.
I started out writing a column for Waging Nonviolence, and they called it Little Insurrections. And then when I started to have kids just 2 years ago, I said, you know, I can't really do this column anymore. And they said, no, you can write about having kids. And I said, I don't really think anybody's going to be interested in, you know, my life as a mother. It's mm-hmm. pretty small. And they said, no, please. Like, I think people really do want to read about this kind of stuff and the challenge and the struggle, which you just alluded to there, mm-hmm. of trying to do both, trying to hold your child and hold the world at the same time, feel responsible to this new life and to the world he or she is going to grow up in. And so they really encouraged me to keep writing. And then when my son was about 6 months old, they called and said, listen, we'd really like to turn your essays and your columns into a book. And I, ambitious overextender that I am, thought, oh, yeah, I can take care of this baby mm-hmm. and write a book at the same time. Mm-hmm. And now I have two children, a two-year-old and a nine-month-old and a almost eight-year-old stepdaughter. And I kind of feel like I had three children in 2 years putting this book out at the same time.
I understand, Yeah. Well, Frieda, tell us, Frieda Berrigan, tell us a little bit about your upbringing and growing up and what the household was like for you.
Sure. Well, I'm one of three children. My parents, Phil Berrigan and Liz McAllister, were met as anti-war activists during the Vietnam War. My mother was a nun up in Tarrytown, New York, and my father was a priest in Baltimore, Maryland. And they met on the front lines of the anti-war movement and fell in love and got secretly married as my dad was in and out of jail for direct actions like the Catonsville Nine. And then their marriage was exposed during the Harrisburg conspiracy trial, where they were accused of planning to kidnap Henry Kissinger, then the Secretary of State. And then they were excommunicated. They formed a community in Baltimore, recognizing that to sustain peace witness, sustain anti-war work, you really couldn't do it alone. And that's where we were raised, at the Jonah House community in Baltimore, Maryland. And at any one time, a dozen people lived at our house. It was this skinny little row house in a low-income neighborhood in Baltimore. Other kids were members of the community at different points. The mission of the community was nonviolent direct action to end war and to end nuclear weapons production and threat of use. So we were always going to the Pentagon. We were always going to demonstrations at the White House. My parents spent 11 years of their marriage separated by prison, years of prison time, mostly in like one year, 6 months sort of stretches. But my mom was in jail for 2 years when I was 8, 9, 10, kind of through those years.
Mm.
And so we were raised by this community, it was kind of messy a lot of the time, but it was also really wonderful.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you about that, being separated from your mom like that as a little girl. You know, how did you deal with that?
Yeah, that was really hard.
Yeah.
You know, she did a plowshares action on Thanksgiving of, let me see, maybe it was 1984. My dates might be a little off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sort of on the cusp of teenage
mm-hmm.
years. And,
mm-hmm. wow.
you know, we would go down and visit her once a month. She was at the Alderson Women's Prison there in West Virginia. We would visit once a month. We wrote letters all the time. She would call pretty regularly. So we maintained like a pretty tight family relationship there. And unlike, you know, many people who have parents in jail, we knew she was getting out. We had the money to go visit. We had the, you know, we had the resources to make sure she had enough money in her commissary,
right.
all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
You know, like for so many of the 2 million people who are in jail, their families really do get cut off completely because of distance and economics and just how hard it is to maintain those relationships. But we did, and we missed her a ton. And my, you know, my father definitely struggled being like the primary parent at home with us. But we did have this community and these other kind of extended family members who were so important to us during that time. Other, you know, men and women who are part of our community who really stepped in to help us through that. So, you know, I think our family became so much stronger because it was constantly being separated by prison.
Mm-hmm.
We're a family of letter writers at a time when almost nobody picks up a pen and puts it to paper anymore.
Yes.
We still write each other letters, even though at least right now none of us are in jail.
Mm. I'm speaking with Freda Berrigan, and we're talking about her notebook, Can You Be a Political Radical and Change Diapers at the Same Time? Who's the publisher of this, Freda?
It's an outfit called Orr Books, and it's based in New York. And they're an interesting publishing house, Michael, because they're small, and they publish on demand. So they mostly market directly through the internet. They publish Medea Benjamin's book on drone warfare and Julian Assange's book on WikiLeaks and a number of other kind of leftist books. But they deal directly, you know, with people. You don't really find their books in bookstores because most big publishing houses, you know, print 10,000 copies of the book and then they push it out to bookstores and to Amazon. And then you have like 2 weeks where your book can be sold and then it's old news. So they're trying to change the way publishing happens by bringing it directly to the reader. So their website is orbooks.com. And you can buy the book directly there.
Mm-hmm.
You can also, I know most of your listeners are in New York City. We're having a book launch at Judson Memorial Church on Thursday, this coming Thursday,
okay.
December 4th at 7 p.m. And copies of the book will be there. And I'll be there doing a reading and
fantastic.
Signing some books.
Okay.
So people can come out to that. That would be great.
All right. Well, we're going to make sure that we announce that going forward this week and let people know that they can see you and buy a copy of the book, have their book signed, Can You Be a Political Radical and Change Diapers at the Same Time. Freda Berrigan, that's her new book, and it's by Orr Books, O-R Books. And before I let you go, how are things with your children? How are they growing up in this atmosphere?
They're kind of having a blast, I think. My daughter Madeline is 9 months old and cutting teeth, and
mm-hmm.
Seamus is 2 and 4 months, and he's learning to talk. And unfortunately, Michael, you know, his favorite word is no, and his second favorite word is me. And then mine is a close third. So we have our work cut out for us.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And then our 8-year-old is in second grade and doing a bilingual education in English and Spanish, and a daily delight.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I thank you so much for talking with me this morning, and certainly I thank Christy Thornton for her efforts in making this happen, and I hope that people will come out to see you Thursday at Judson Memorial Church. Let me just make a note of that so I can talk about this a little bit more as the week unfolds. Can you be a political radical and change diapers at the same time? Frida is saying, yes, you can. Frida Berrigan saying, yes, you can. It's not as easy as just changing diapers or being a political radical only, but it can be done.
It can be done.
Frida, thank you so much. I've enjoyed this.